Then I disagree with you, Kevin.
Well, I disagree with you, people.
That's cool.
Disagree to disagree.
Exactly. I don't like that.
I hate that. I hate that terminology. Disagree to disagree.
You feel like people should just fight it out?
That's being respectful. That's like saying, you know what? I think you batshit crazy, but you can keep that.
Yeah, right.
You can exactly.
All right, look at it like this. You and him always, y'all going to agree to disagree on a Kobe and LeBron situation. Exactly. There's no way that you can.
I will fight with him to the death.
I know, but that's guess what? Y'all going to still disagree.
But like, prove your point. Like, I don't care about being wrong.
I can give you both. No.
But you haven't proved that I'm wrong yet, because you haven't proved that I'm wrong.
How have you proved that you're right?
I'm not saying that I have.
So all an opinion. Because it's an opinion.
I never liked
it. I never liked that terminology.
So like, you just want to keep arguing until someone changes your mind. Yeah, that's a waste of time.
Man, we'll fuck you then.
We just started something new. You should definitely support us. I don't want to get it wrong, so I'm gonna pass it to Ken again.
Oh man. Patreon.com/deadandhiphop. If you like what we're doing, you can go there to show your support and keep us going. We really would appreciate it. Perks include behind the scene footage and other good stuff that we have outlined. So just go to patreon.com/deadandhiphop and check it out.
You seem excited.
I am extremely excited. The support has been overwhelming. It's been great.
We have another question from Anthony. And his question is, who do you perceive to be the most consistent MC in the game and why?
Ooh. Right now?
Like, yes, yeah, is that like mainstream, underground? Just
overall, through time.
Jay-Z?
Mm-mm. Most consistent?
I mean, the most consistent?
He's been dropping a lot of albums.
But are they consistent? Oh, it's surprise. Good, okay. I'm just thinking, because I know Jay-Z dropped an album like almost like every year, like every summer.
I can see how you can get that control.
Jay-Z is definitely like, not the most consistent.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I didn't know it was consistent.
He said
like,
most
good.
Consistent. You got to define that as how you would
okay,
define that.
Okay, well, Logic has been consistent. I'm going to take this question.
I like him.
However, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take it. So I'm not going to necessarily do all time. I'm going to just do, you know, the artists I fuck with right now. Like, Logic has been consistent from the moment that we reviewed him and, you know what I'm saying, I heard him. Every project has been dope to me. Big Crit the same way, even though I like his mixtapes more than his albums. ASAP Rocky's been pretty consistent.
Kendrick then, if that's the case, because Kendrick has not really released a whack project yet. Like, every project I have of his, even the Kendrick Lamar EP since OD, Section 80. I mean, he's like batting 100%. Like, he's
I agree.
Like, bam,
Kendrick,
just Kendrick, that's it.
Joy Badass. He's been consistent. He's been consistent.
Consistently good or consistently putting out work?
Well, because if that's the case, we can say Wayne.
Yeah.
That's where we can say anybody that's just constantly putting out albums.
Really?
Yeah. Good is kind of implied, like a certain level. Has that level stayed consistent?
Okay.
So what you're saying is that Joey has he's like dipped under his bar like considerably?
There's a project that he released after we reviewed
Summer Nights.
It was one after that, it may have been a reject that wasn't as good as it
reject
was a step
was
down.
A reject, but it was just
you
mean,
just
still put it out. But
that's not fair.
Yeah.
I mean
that's like, the
judging someone on a B-sides album, that's not fair.
But he has been consistent. I disagree with you, Kevin.
Well, I disagree with you, people.
That's cool.
Kendrick Lamar, I think album by album he's been the
what
most
about
consistent
somebody we just talked to?
We just talked to
who y'all just talked to?
Odyssey. Interviewed.
Odyssey.
Oh. Ooh. Damn. That's a good one. That's definitely. Because not only he's been making really good albums, but he also been making good instrumental albums as well. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you think he's staying the same bar. He's getting better and better, even on the MC side. So that's a good one, Odyssey.
I'm going to throw out another one. YU. I think YU has been consistent with the projects that he's put out.
He only got two.
He has two, but then he has 1978ers, and then I'm also kind of including the stuff he did with
Diamond District.
Yeah. But I think the stuff he did,
because
1970, the one he did with People of the World Today, that was really a producer MC track, so that could really count as a third project for him.
Yep, that's true. Damn, I forgot about Odyssey.
I got you. You can throw Drake in there then.
I'm gonna throw my boy Scarface in there too.
Cameron never got to me.
Throw my boy Scarface in there.
Oh, by the way.
Drake has been consistent.
Consistently good.
He has put out.
Can you heard what it's time to be alive?
I'm talking about his last one. If you're reading this, it's too late. I wouldn't put that on par with So Far Gone.
So Far Gone.
Like, I wouldn't.
Do his fans consider that to be on par? That's the question.
They do, Ken. They you
okay?
The conversation's done.
They do.
But is it though?
Is it what?
Is it fair for his hardcore fans to consistently think he's good when he's not at times? Great fans could look at What a Time to Be Alive and the one you were talking about and say this is not up to par with Drake. But then you have the fanboys, you know, whatever they call them.
Stans.
That would just love whatever he puts out.
I
agree with you.
I hate
so I think they I don't think we can include them.
But the overall response for all of his projects have been relatively positive. He hasn't put out anything where like people have overwhelmingly said this is bad.
Future, he's another person that has been consistent.
I'm not saying he's putting out a lot of stuff. But everyone likes his
shit,
right? Everything. You don't have to like it.
Now you're making this subjective.
Right. You're changing the argument.
Exactly. Because you don't like it.
Look, medicine.
What artist is mad?
No, because
you're making it. What artist does put out work that can like all the albums? That's not the question.
I think you can say that about everybody though. Every artist.
No, you can't. You can't say it about M. And M is the highest selling artist ever. You can't say that about M. Because he had a very clear slump, right or wrong?
That encore slump.
And people will even say relapse.
But people do like those albums.
But the response was not the same.
Not for encore.
Yeah, even M's hardcore fans will admit that he had a slump for about 5 years.
Because even Ye has
changed afterwards. Right? Because I think relapse.
People still think Relapse was whack.
Because the same thing, same another prime example too. The same thing is Nas. When he came out with Nostradamus, even hardcore Nas fans was like,
Bro. When M hit that encore slump, it was
because he was up there.
I think there was an initial backlash, and I think people started to slowly come around.
They thought M's career was over when he put out encore, and then he put out that comp. What was the name of the comp that had 50 on it?
The re-up? I think
The re-up. When he put out the re-up,
that was the makeup.
People were like, M is done. M is done. And then he came back for Relapse, and people were still like, nope.
I like Relapse.
But that's not the point. The point is his core fan base did not like those albums.
Yep.
And they until Recovery
came out,
they thought M was dead.
Okay, Nas and Eminem. Okay. Got it.
Agree, disagree.
Please, Gracie. But yeah, Nas is a prime example though. Oh my god. When that shit came out.
I don't know, man.
Killer Mike?
Killer Mike has been consistent. It's just people just started now catching on.
Right.
LP has been consistent. Aesop Rock has been consistent.
And the game has been consistent.
I just didn't feel like throwing out artists that nobody really, you know.
But yeah, we do have a fan base that know which artists you know.
I'm just saying, but POS has been consistent. You know, Doom 3 as a whole collective has been consistent.
So, would y'all say Action Bronson?
Action Bronson puts out the same album over and over again. I think Earl Sweatshirt has been consistent. I think my boy brother Ali has been consistent.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You know, Ghostface has been consistent.
Yeah, Ghostface has been consistent. He didn't really have. I mean, people didn't like that. Was that the
Wizard Dream?
The weird
Wizard
one. Yeah, people didn't. Well, but you like that kind of shit. But his core fan base, they kind of lost him. You know,
even though he prefaced it with "This is a R&B album," still was like, "Nope." Mm.
So I would still say Ghostface has been consistent because I think
That
album was very different, but it worked.
How many bad albums can we give an artist in their discography?
I guess it depends on how many. Yeah, I'm about to say how many.
It depends. If the albums, like let's say if they put out 3 albums and they were just kind of bad, that's one thing. But you can have one album that's hella bad, and that's worse to me than putting out 3 albums that were just kind of like mediocre.
it depends on how big your discography is. Like, if you have five projects and you have one bad one, it's a bad look. Yeah. But if you got 10 or 12 and you have one bad one,
look, it's kind of like still. Yeah.
That's true, too. No.
That's true.
But he still not. But does it hurt him that much, though?
People still bring it up.
They bring it up, but.
It comes up. Yeah.
But does it really put that big of a chink in his.
Kind of. It hurts
really?
While asking. Yeah. It wouldn't for me. I would still say that Nas has one of the better discographies in rap music, but people will argue and they'll immediately say, well, Nas. But Nostradamus, even if I don't like that album, was still better than a lot of other motherfuckers' albums.
At the time, the sound of it and kind of, you could hear. Like Nas
just going trying to do
for,
something. Yeah, going for and radio I think and
that's
what,
kind of going
different.
Back to what you were saying, I think that's why that dent is so deep.
Because he never been that type of artist to like be like, oh, I want to just be on the radio like 24/7 type of artist. You know what I'm saying? Nas always seemed like he want to make music for him.
About Rick Ross.
I was thinking about him. I think he's definitely been consistent. What about J. Cole?
I'm sorry.
I can't.
Consistent?
No,
I'm
not
consistent. Yeah, he's been consistent.
J. Cole consistent?
I think he's been consistent.
He's been safe.
Yeah.
He's been consistently safe. I give him that.
Thank you, Anthony, for that question that spawned into another question. Don't forget to send all your questions to ask@deadendhiphop.com or to our Twitter, @DEHH. Follow all these guys on social media and on
all
YouTube.
Them socials.
Later.